So Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, from right here in my home state, the portly Democrat known among his constituents as Timmy the Tyrant, has been announced as Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate on the Democrat ticket. So let's break this down a little bit. Of course, Walz is sliding into the VP slot after Joe Biden backed out of the race. And Kamala Harris, who, by the way, no one voted for, became the nominee in an overnight coronation process. But regardless, this is where things currently stand. So Harris-Walz is the Democrat ticket for 2024. And now that Walz has been announced, he and Harris are launching this blitz tour of all of the battleground states starting today in Pennsylvania. They're going through all of the places that they're going to have to steal to win the Electoral College and allow their political handlers with addresses in San Francisco and Beijing and, of course, Israel to cling to power. Now, nationally, not a whole lot is known about Tim Walz. This is the guy who absolutely destroyed my home state of Minnesota. This is a fat, creepy pervert who opened the state's borders up to Somali savages. He's the guy who illegally imported Ilhan Omar's voter base of incestuous, crime-ridden Muslims who've turned Minneapolis into a no-go zone. He allowed them to change the state flag and replace it with their big, disgusting Somali star. He holds Somali Day at the Minnesota State Capitol. He invites Somali Muslim raider invaders in full third world regalia to the governor's residence for Ramadan dinners. In short, he let Minnesota be completely conquered. And it's not just the Muslim invaders that he bends over the barrel for, no. His little regime has been streaming illegal aliens straight up Interstate 35 from the Mexican border for years. And of course, he signed legislation giving them driver's licenses, you know, so they can use them to register to vote. This is the guy who shut the entire state down, who made going to church illegal as he destroyed family businesses that had stood for over a century. And then he forced children into Sharia face muzzles. He raped public employees with the bioweapon death jab and all of the mandates that went along with it. And how could anyone forget? Tim Walz turned the streets over to black communist thugs in 2020 so they could burn and loot and murder their way through Minnesota and then eventually the entire country, causing $12 billion in damage. And ground zero was right here. It all started in Minnesota. So while law-abiding citizens were being locked in their homes, told that they were too filthy and too contagious to go out in public or to show their faces, the streets, meanwhile, were turned into a complete war zone in the name of a black, fentanyl-abusing, home-invading, career criminal thug, a pregnant woman-robbing thug who Tim Walz loves getting down on his knees for to this very day. This was a color revolution invasion of Minnesota that then spread nationwide, and Tim Walz was the guy who opened up the gates for all of the savagery. And all the while, by the way, Kamala Harris, she was raising millions of dollars to get these insurrectionist rioters bailed out of jail. You remember the Kamala Harris bail fund. So that they could get back out onto the streets and continue waging their war against the United States, continue killing white people and burning down police stations, occupied police precincts, starting with the third precinct right here in Minneapolis. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that this VP selection is Tim's reward. He locked the state down. He turned the streets over to black thugs and their commie Jew masters. He marched in gay pride parades where and drag queens and the most disgusting perverts that you could possibly imagine molest kids in broad daylight with the protection, by the way, of his police force. And now this creepy white face of the Bolshevik takeover of this country has been selected as Kamala's second in charge. A heartbeat away, a bullet away, a coronary away, a COVID case away from being the president of the United States. Everything about this slob is repulsive. And Tim Walz really and truly perfectly represents the archetype of the white male Democrat in modern day America. He's an Israel-worshipping open borders pervert who takes orders from BlackRock and Pfizer and pretends to be some kind of a working man, some kind of a war hero, even though he weaseled his way out of a deployment to the Middle East and then lied about his service in the Minnesota National Guard. So who better to play second fiddle to an Indian woman pretending to be a black than a fat, white, stolen valor? Frankie Stocks is a reporter who's been following the 2024 election season closely. He joins us now for more on this. Frankie, this guy has completely destroyed my home state of Minnesota. And then the stolen valor stuff that Richard Leonard, by the way, exposed right here on the Stu Peters Network, the Richard Leonard Show. This was over a year ago. This guy actually bailed on his fellow troops as a commander, then became the commander in chief of the Minnesota National Guard, who, by the way, sent them to ground zero of the Summer of Love riots, where it all started, just blocks away from where George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. Well, Derek Chauvin and others tried to save him from dying and tried to save the community from, you know, this career criminal being violent. He was high as hell. The coroner's report suggests that he had, I think, three times the lethal amount of fentanyl and methamphetamines in his system. But Tim Walz then sent the Minnesota Army National Guard, by the way, after a very long pause where he allowed the city to be set ablaze, sent them down there to this war zone with unloaded firearms. Fake toy guns that don't throw very well. This guy is an absolute tyrant, deserving of the name Timmy the Tyrant, as his constituents call him here.
Yes, Stu, he is. You know, he was in league with Kamala Harris, with BLM and Antifa and all of their overlords who were running this whole thing. I mean, this is obviously a quid pro quo here. He's gotten the call because he did what he was supposed to do. And, you know, it's really amazing to me. When we start looking at his ties to Israel and to AIPAC and all of these groups and the people who are funding him and have given him tens of millions of dollars, you know, with Josh Shapiro and Harris passing up Josh Shapiro, we were told that this was some kind of bone that she was throwing to the populist left, you know, the fake populists, the Bernie Sanders types that are still sticking with that guy. That's what we're told Tim Walz is supposed to be. This guy has gone to AIPAC conferences and defended Israeli settlements in the Middle East where they rip Palestinians out of their homes, steal their homes from them, kill them, rape them. You know, this guy is an Israeli Trojan horse, truly, just like Shapiro. You know, Shapiro was a volunteer for the IDF. Walz is a volunteer for AIPAC and their influence operation over American politics. He is the guy who stood down and who allowed exactly what you called it, this color revolution, to be executed on American soil. It spread all over the country. And, you know, it ruined a whole lot of other places. It didn't just ruin Minnesota. It ruined my home state of Virginia. You know, Ralph Northam, another guy who had a phony, you know, I'm with the common man type of act. He really followed in Tim Walz's footsteps here in Virginia and let the state be turned over to the same people. So it was replicated over and over and over again. Tim Walz laid the blueprint for it, and now he reaps the reward of being on Kamala's fake ticket. And again, nobody voted for these freaks. Nobody voted for these people. They have just been shoved onto the ticket, and we're all supposed to just clap like trained seals and say, this is how American politics works. This is how a representative democracy, as we're told that we have, works. And it's a complete and total joke. And this guy is part of the exact same political machine that has been ruling over this country now for our entire lives.
Well, after all the good work that you've done with National File, and of course, with your role here at the Stu Peters Network as a contributor, you've been doing fantastic work. But during the vetting process of bringing you on, of course, I did a lot of research into your X account, and you know that democracy is fake. You know that we don't have a two-party representative republic. You've been saying all the things. Your following should be exponentially larger. By the way, go follow Frankie Stocks on X right now. All of your takes have been just absolutely right on. But yes, Governor Tim Walz, actually, I remember him over the Summer of Love during these riots. These riots were insane. I mean, the city of Minneapolis, I make no mistake, I was there. I was at Ground Zero. I was there just a block away when George Floyd overdosed. I saw how everything happened. I knew every one of the cops that was working in the 3rd Precinct, the 4th, 2nd, 1st, all over the whole city of Minneapolis. I watched as all of these events unfolded. And then I listened to the radio traffic as these cops were told to stand down. I listened to them, give up your house, give up the 3rd Precinct, allow it to be let ablaze. This was an occupied police department with munitions in it, with ballistic armament in it, with all kinds of police assets and weaponry and intelligence and files and all kinds of things that were inside of this occupied police precinct. That was the threat of imminent great bodily harm or death. And he gave the stand down order, not allowing police to respond with the proper and reasonable amount of force. This was absolutely done intentionally. And then he addressed his constituents here in Minnesota by saying, I think a lot of Minnesotans or a lot of people in America, a lot of Americans think that there are just like, you know, troops ready to rappel down from helicopters and save the day. Yeah, actually, there are. And that's their entire job. And then he said something about, well, I can't just send them down there. These are untrained young people that don't even have zip ties. Well, couldn't he, as the commander of the Minnesota State Police, the State Patrol, allow them to give his Army National Guard, who, by the way, he has the authority to delegate any responsibility to whatsoever at any given time, he should have sent them down there armed, ready to respond with reasonable force. I believe, and I may be wrong here because I may not understand the gubernatorial state's executive powers over the Army National Guard, but I believe they can essentially deputize them. They can give them the authority to go make arrests. And if zip ties is the issue, send them to the fucking Ace Hardware store and have them go get zip ties. I mean, this is not rocket science. Our city is being burned. Cops are being targeted for assassination. They're having bullets flying at their backs and at their heads. Their police department is being burned to the ground. Every mom and pop store is being flipped upside down. Women are being raped. White people are being assaulted while the entire city is on fire. And you're concerned about zip ties. That was really his justification. The Army National Guard of Minnesota is not prepared to go in and save these people. This is Timmy the Tyrant, by the way, who gave these coronavirus updates. There was a bar here called Alibi, and there were many businesses here in Minnesota who rebelled against the tyrannical orders of Governor Walz. By the way, in concert with Keith Ellison, that's the attorney general, the then attorney general, who prosecuted Derek Chauvin and all of the other cops here. He's prosecuted a lot of different cops. This is the guy who held up the Antifa handbook. Keith Ellison is an Antifa. He's basically the spokesperson for Antifa across the country. But along with Attorney General Keith Ellison, this guy had these business closures during COVID that could throw you in jail for keeping your business open. They could throw pastors in jail for keeping their church open. They could throw you in jail for not wearing your mask on the street. And he employed the Minnesota State Patrol to go around doing all of this stuff. This guy's absolutely a tyrant, but there was a business called Alibi. We had the owner of this like restaurant and bar in Lakeville, Minnesota. We had her on here, while she was being defiant. And there were, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines passed out to small business owners who just wanted to keep their business open, that were going through all of the safety protocols when we knew nothing about what this COVID-19 was. They were making sure that they were disinfecting everything, that they were keeping people apart, which now we have learned is all arbitrary and all, and it was all part of the communistic takeover of our country so that they could steal the election in 2020. But Walz was one of the planners and one of the implementers of all of this. He was an architect in what has destroyed our country.
Yeah, he was a power player, and now he's reaping the rewards. You know, this guy was the commander-in-chief of the Minnesota National Guard, and he abandoned the people of Minnesota just like he abandoned his comrades when, as you mentioned, Stu, he weaseled out of the deployment. There was actually a story out this morning, a guy who had served alongside Tim Walz, and he says as soon as the bullets started flying, Tim Walz turned the other direction and he was back in the States, you know, before we could even think about it. So this guy is a total clown. And just like he abandoned his men, he abandoned the citizens of his state. The Minnesota National Guard, or the National Guard of any state, they're under the command of the governor. They can do whatever the hell he tells them to do. So he chose to let that entire situation spiral out of control. And again, it was replicated all over the country. And you're right, he was an architect of the entire thing. You know, he was shutting down his own congregations of church. He calls himself a Minnesota Lutheran. He's from Nebraska, but the Lutherans actually pushed back against him. His own faith, you know, what he calls his brothers and sisters, who he locked out of church, who he made sit at home alone, you know, telling them that they were too disgusting to go worship. They pushed back on him, and they said this guy's a complete tyrant. You know, he's a horrible governor, and it makes perfect sense that he is the guy who's coming in here with Kamala Harris. And, you know, let me say one more. We did some reporting over a National File, Burnsville, Minnesota. This is a place that's breeding Somali terrorists.
Yep.
This is right in the vicinity of the big influence area outside of Minneapolis. And this is what Tim Walz has sold out his state to. You know, this guy won't send in the National Guard to stop the rioters. He keeps people from going to church and going to school. But then he turns these animals loose on the people of his state. These guys are going back and forth to and from the Middle East, obviously with CIA backing, to join ISIS, join Al-Qaeda. And then they just come back and they seamlessly transition in, and this clown Walz and all of his little minions have actually backed enact these federal DOJ programs where they rehabilitate these freaks. And they, of course, you know, 9 times out of 10, they either end up, you know, shooting somebody in their hometown, and it's some kind of lone wolf, you know, ISIS strike, or they just go back to the front. You know, this has happened over and over again. This is what this guy's invited into Minnesota. What's he
supports
he
criminal
into the
violence.
Rest of the country?
He supports criminal violence. There's all kinds of stories about this guy. A good friend of mine who was a sergeant with the 4th Precinct of Minneapolis for a very long time. Right before all of the real cops left Minnesota, they were way under what the agreed charter was for how many cops would be patrolling the streets in each different precinct and overall for the number of Minneapolis police officers that are required to be there. All the good cops left. They PTSD'd out. They took medical retirements. They just all out quit. All the good cops left. Then you had the DEI hires come in. I know cops that are on the hiring panels. They were saying that, you know, the recruitment numbers were way down. And then what you had left over in the recruitment pool was just a bunch of soy boys and lesbians and trans. And, you know, these are the people that they want to give guns and badges to. Meanwhile, they won't allow people who go through basic training and go through tech school, real soldiers, to come back here, serve in the Minnesota Army National Guard, and then go and do what their job is to do, which is to protect Minnesotans. By the way, that particular sergeant, who happens to be a friend of mine, his daughter was at the Minnesota State Fair when black thugs started shooting at each other. A bunch of people were shot. I think children were injured and hurt. And Walls gets on the TV and says, well, this was just a somewhat violent disturbance amongst young people. No, it was murder. That's what it was. So he bows to black thuggery. He loves violence. He loves chaos. He loves destruction. He loves tyranny. He is a tyrant. And this is a pretty serious time for our country, because if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are on the ticket, and as you so articulately and well pointed out, without one person voting for them, this is just the rolling coup of violence. And I have said that they want violence, they want war, they want civil war, they want discourse in the streets here. This is it gives them the justification that they need to shut down the electoral, any kind of a remaining integrity-filled electoral process that we have in this country. It gives them the authority that they need to go door to door confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens and to allow criminal thugs to perpetuate violence with impunity. Frankie Stocks over at National File. Follow him on X. Great work as always. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Stu.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation, because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved. And parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement, it's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.